Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqat tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Campus FM jippreżenta Il-Balomba. Program li jagħti ħarsa lil aħħar ġrajiet u żviluppi relatati mal-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba.
Nsemmilkom għakom għal l-edizzjoni tal-program il-Balomba, program tal-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Olfejn nitrattaw aħbarijiet li jkunu qegħdin jiġru fl-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Istituzzjoni Ewropej li din il-ġimgħa, dawn naqari impropju il-9 ta' Mejju, fakret jum l-Ewropa. F'opinjoni li kienet imxandra fuq ħadd ta' ġurnali u li kienet qiegħda tissir biex pratikament twassal anka l-importanza tal-jum l-Ewropa f'mument partikolari li fiħet tifaċċja kriżi oħra, kriżi ġdida. Il-President tal-Parlament Ewropew David Sassoli, il-President tal-Kunsill Ewropew Charles Michel u il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen għalu l-Ewropa kienet għadha għaddejja minn kriżi, għadha mifnija mill-effetti tat-tieni gwerra dinjija fl-1950, kemm mill-att fiżiku u sew minn dak ekonomiku u politiku kienet qed tfittex bliema mod ser tiżgura li dak li kien ġara fil-gwerra ma jerġax ifetx. U fl-1950, fid-9 ta' Mejju, il-Ministru l-Affarijiet Barranin ta' Franza Robert Schuman fisser il-viżjoni tiegħu dwar kif l-Ewropa se tattilħaq dan l-għan billi toħloq istituzzjonijiet komuni li l-gwerra jagħmluha mhux biss inkonċepibbli imma wkoll materjalment impossibbli. Kien imubiddel ir-rotta tal-istorja u bejn il-pedamenti li fuqhom il-ġenerazzjoni tiegħu u dawk ta' waraja sawru l-Unjoni Ewropea kif nafu għallum. 70 sena mid-dikjerazzjoni ta' Schuman nisabu fi kriżi oħra għall-Ewropa. Minn tarfa l-ieħor tal-kontinent, tennew it-tliet presidenti, mittelf ruħmietu minħabba l-koronavirus. Mijiet ta' miljuni kellhom ħabtu wiċċhom ma' restrizzjonijiet bla preċedent f'ħajjithom ta' kuljum biex irażnu t-tixrid tal-virus. U bħala mexxejja ta' tliet istituzzjonijiet ewlenin tal-Unjoni Ewropea, għal daqstant ħsibijiethom imorru l-ewwel lejn dawk kollha li ġarbu t-telfa tal-qraba u l-ħbieb. U waqt li ngħid sir dan, ikun hemm il-gratitudni lejn dawk il-ħaddiema essenzjali li baqgħu jaħdmu matul din il-kriżi, lejn dawk li tqabdu fl-ewwel linja fuq qudiem nett biex jitalfaw ħajja in-nies fl-isptarijiet u fid-djar tax-xogħol. Iżda wkoll lejn is-sewwieqa tad-distribuzzjoni ħaddiema ta' ħwienet, pulizija. U dawk kollha li jaħdmu biex il-ħajja ta' kuljum tibqa' għaddejja. U ma tgħinew il-gratitudni tagħhom għall-ispirtu ta' solidarjetà u responsabilità li raw iċ-ċittadini Ewropej. Li kienu miljun li min jeddhom qatawa li jgħinu lil kull b'xi mod seta' tul il-kriżi billi jagħmel ix-xirja għall-ġirien anzjani jew iħid maskri protettivi jew jiġbru flus għal min għandu fil-bżonn. Huwa mod kif l-aħjar tal-Ewropa qiegħda toħroġ meta jintider l-umanità u s-solidarjetà tagħha. Il-tliet mexxejja qalu li l-Ewropa ħadet pożizzjoni koraġġuża biex tiżgura stew uniku jibqa' jaħdem. Bħal imod li l-provisti mediċi jaslu għand it-tobba u l-infirmiera għandhom bżonnhom. Il-magri tan-nifs jaslu fejn jistgħu jsalvaw ħajjet in-nies u l-ikel u l-provisti essenzjali jaslu fil-ħwienet tagħna biex l-Ewropej jsibuhom fuq l-iskafef. Ħadu deċiżjonijiet ukoll bla preċedent biex jiżguraw li l-gvernijiet nazzjonali kollhom il-kapaċità fiskali kienu jeħtieġu biex jindirizzaw il-kriżi immedjata. U għad għandna aktar x'nagħmlu. U ma qalu kif l-Istati membri b'mod tentattiv u gradwali qed jilleċkaw il-lockdowns u restrizzjonijiet, l-ewwel priorità trid tibqa' li jiġu salvati l-ħajjiet tan-nies u jipproteġu lil persuni l-aktar vulnerabbli fis-soċjetajiet tagħna. U ma sostnew illi jeħtieġ li bqgħu nagħmlu kull ma hemm bżonn sabiex jiġu protetti l-aktar vulnerabbli fis-soċjetajiet u jeħtieġ li jibqgħu jsiru kull ma jista' jkun hemm isir biex tiġi sostnuta r-riċerka dwar it-tilqima l-koronavirus. Is-suċċess ta' konferenza dinija ta' impenji finanzjari li saret iktar kbir din il-ġimgħa u se nitkellmu dwarha minn hawn u ftit ieħor, iġġenerat 7.4 biljun euro u laqgħet taħt saqaf wieħed organizzazzjonijiet tas-saħħa dinija biex jaħdmu flimkien fuq tilmiet, trattamenti u għodod dijanjostiċi li juri bliema ħeffa d-dinija tista' tingħaqad meta jkun hemm kawża komuni. Fl-istess ħin madonna kollu sostni tliet mexxejja il-membri tal-Unjoni Ewropea li tkollhom l-ispazju fiskali li jeħtieġu biex jaffrontaw l-emerġenza medika li qegħdin fiha u jeħtieġ li nħejju għall-irkupru. U ma sistnew li wara li tiġi tfaċċata l-biża li titlef ħajjita kienu ħafna Ewropew issa jibżgħu li jitilfu xogħolhom u jeħtieġ għal daqshand li terġa' taqbad il-magna ekonomika tal-Ewropa. U ma saħqu li hemm niftakru fl-ispirtu ta' Schumann u sħabu spirtu inventiv, koraġġuż u pragmatiku, illi permezz tiegħu kien hemm il-ħruġ miż-żminijiet ta' kriżi illi kien jirrikjedi ħsieb politiku ġdid li jaqbad trotta differenti minn dik ta' l-modi. U jeħtieġ illi nerġgħu nagħmlu bħalhom. Jeħtieġ issostnu li jkun hemm ħajja aktar titjieb għal dawk l-ektar ma' vulnerabbli. Wis Ewropej tibuha diffiċli jaħu mal-ħajja u diġa qabel ma faqqet il-kriżi, iżdissa hemm ħafna li għandhom ġejjin inċert wara jidilfu x-xogħol tagħhom. L-Unjoni jeħtieġ ukoll tkun saħħitha u sostenibbli. Tagħlima nistgħu nieħdu minn din il-kriżi hija dwar kemm huwa importanti li nagħtu wieden dwar dak li tgħid ix-xjenza u naġixxu qabel ma jkun tard wisq. Sostnew li ma nistgħux nibqgħu nipposponu li ndirizzaw it-tibdil fil-klima u li l-kupru tagħna jeħtieġ li jkun mibni fuq il-patt ekoloġiku Ewropew. Sostnew ukoll li jeħtieġu jkunu eqreb lejn iċ-ċittadini hekk kif l-Unjoni Ewropea qed tkun aktar trasparenti u demokratika. Madankollu l-konferenza dwar il-futur tal-Ewropa li kellha tkun varata illum propju f'dawn il-ġranet, qed tiddewwem biss minħabba l-pandemija. Sera tkun essenzjali biex tiżviluppa dawn l-idejat. Għaddin ukoll minn żmien ta' fraġilità temporanja u biss unjoni aktar qawwija tista' tipproteġi dan il-punt. Fil-waqt li ġiet infakkar aktar kmieni din il-ġimgħa wkoll it-tmiem tat-tieni gwerra dinija, fil-75 anniversarju, jeħtieġ li qatt mhu qed jinsa il-wħx il-barbariżmu tal-gwerra u s-sagrifiċi li saru biex tinġib fit-tmiema dik il-gwerra għandha tkun ukoll l-istess itos, l-istess spirtu biex dak illi kien sar effettivament immedjatament waraja u niftakru kif ġenerazzjonijiet tal-50ijiet li jemnu li Ewropa aħjar u dinja aħjar setgħu jinbnew fuq il-ħerba tal-gwerra imbagħad intexxilhom jibnu dak illi jemnu fih. Jekk inħadnu dawk it-talimiet, jekk nibqgħu maquda fis-solidarità u fil-ħarsien tal-valuri, l-Ewropa tista' toħroġ mill-kriżi aktar qawwija milli kienet qabel. Temmew jgħidu it-mexxejja ta' l-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Kif għedna aktar kmieni anke f'dan il-kunċett aktar kmieni din il-ġimgħa saret attività, saret event ta' ġbir biex ngħidu hekk fejn qatta pajjiżi madwar id-dinja kommettew flus fan wieħed dak li tiġi miġġielda il-pandemija tal-COVID-19 u li jkun hemm dak kollu li għandu jisir biex tinsab il-vaċċin u anka eventwalment l-amministrazzjoni u distribuzzjoni tiegħu. Fil-parti li jmiss serin nisimgħu dak li ntqal fuħut mill-okkażjonijiet qatt ta' nies illi tkellmu fosthom Ursula von der Leyen, kellek is-segretarju tal-Ġnus Maquda, segretarju tal-World Health Organization, x'qal il-Prim-Ministru Malti, x'qal dak Taljan u l-kummenti konklusivi tal-Isptes President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea.
Good afternoon, good morning and good evening to everyone watching around the world. I'm delighted to open and welcome you to the Coronavirus Global Response Pledging Event. I believe the 4th of May 2020 will mark a turning point in our fight against the coronavirus. Because today the world is coming together. Governments from every continent will join hands and team up with global health organizations and other experienced partners. The partners are many. The goal is one: to defeat this virus. The pandemic is affecting every single country in the world. It has brought heartache and heartbreak, pain and suffering to millions of people. It has put enormous strain on healthcare and welfare systems across the globe. It has shut down public life in many parts of the world, keeping us away from our families, our friends, and the things we love. It has badly hit our economies, putting jobs, livelihoods, and businesses at risk. But it has also brought the best out of humanity. Our modern-day heroes are now our healthcare workers. Small acts of solidarity, love, and kindness are spreading around the world. And this virus has reminded us that we have to protect each other if we want to protect ourselves. The reality is that we will have to learn to live with the virus until and unless we develop a vaccine. And this is why we have to join forces and pool our money and our minds to kickstart work on vaccines, diagnostics, and treatments against coronavirus. We need to develop, produce, and deploy them to every single corner of the world. And we must ensure that they are available and affordable for all. And this is why we must all chip in to finance this truly global endeavor. So our first objective is to raise an initial sum of 7.5 billion euros or $8 billion. This is the funding that is needed right now to ramp up work on vaccines, diagnostics, and treatments. But more will be needed. So today is only the start of a global pledging marathon. The second objective is to bring under the same roof all global health organizations working on initiatives to fight the pandemic. Together, we offer to the world a framework for global cooperation on vaccines, diagnostics, and therapeutics. I'm so grateful to all the governments that are joining us to present their pledges, particularly to the G20 presidency, Saudi Arabia, for its tireless work to place this issue high on the G20's agenda and to reach out to make today's event successful. I'm also grateful to the other countries that are co-leading this effort together with the European Union. Thank you, France, Germany, Japan, Norway, Canada, Italy, Spain, and the United Kingdom. I'm also delighted that experienced global health organizations and foundations join forces with us. They bring valuable expertise and strength. And now let's give them the resources they need. Someone who has dedicated his whole career to global health initiatives. For the World Health Organization, Director General Dr. Tedros. Dr. Tedros, it is good to have you with us on this quest. Please take the floor.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam President. Excellencies, dear colleagues and friends, 10 days ago, President von der Leyen, President Macron, Melinda Gates, and I launched the SCT Accelerator, a call to action to work together in an unprecedented way to tackle this unprecedented crisis. I thank President von der Leyen for her leadership in hosting this event and for this incredible demonstration of global solidarity. The world is facing an unprecedented public health crisis, but we're better positioned than any humans in history to confront it. Within 2 weeks of the first cases being reported to WHO, the world knew the genetic sequence of the virus. The first diagnostics followed within days. We already have early results from some trials of therapeutics, and several vaccines are now in human trials. The ACT Accelerator represents a unique commitment to work together at record speed to develop essential tools to prevent, detect, and treat COVID-19. But the ultimate measure of success will not be how fast we can develop tools. It will be how equally we can distribute them. None of us can accept a world in which some people are protected while others remain exposed. This is an opportunity not only to defeat a common enemy, but to forge a common future, a future in which all people enjoy the right to the highest attainable standard of health and the products that deliver that right, health for all. I end my intervention by thanking the EU Commission, Bill and Dan, and look forward also others to contribute and reach the $8 billion today. Thank you, Ursula, again. Thank you for bringing us all together. Vielen Dank.
Thank you, Dr. Tedros. Prime Minister Robert Abela from the beautiful island of Malta.
The COVID-19 pandemic is the biggest global public health challenge of our generation. Many lives were lost on all continents, and drastic measures were taken to contain the spread of the virus. It affected the daily lives of most of the global population. Nationally, we took strong containment decisions to save human life. Despite the high number of deaths worldwide, one may still consider these measures a success, since many more lives were and are being saved. The other side of the coin of these containment measures is the impact on our respective economies and globally. Many jobs were lost, affecting the livelihood of many of our respective citizens. The lives of many people drastically changed, some of whom have been brought to the brink of poverty. These hardships, together with the confinement, also have an effect on mental health, the extent of which is yet to be determined. And although many of us are now relaxing our national containment measures, life will be considered far from normal, and it is very unlikely that we can have a swift economic recovery until we find a vaccine. The elderly and the most vulnerable will be mostly affected. The global management of the virus is of utmost importance, and those countries with a weaker health system require our support. Since the virus has proved to be very infectious, and clearly without borders, all countries need to have access to clinically proven therapeutics and testing material. Testing has proven to be an essential tool. Therefore, it is important that it is globally available and that there is adequate financing in this regard. Secondly, every day which passes without a vaccine will result in undesired consequences to human life and the economy. The global economic slowdown is increasing global poverty and famine. The economic slowdown could result in a significant death toll, far beyond of those dying with the virus itself. We have a collective responsibility to avert this as much as possible. It is essential that we start building the capacity for the swift production of the vaccine, as soon as the safety and efficacy of a developed product is scientifically proven. This fast and large-scale production is essential in order to avoid a repetition of the chaos we are all currently facing to purchase protective equipment, ventilators, and some essential medicines. Swift and equitable global deployment of these vaccines is also essential. We must ensure that no country is left behind, irrespective of its wealth. We therefore need to have strategies, together with the World Health Organization and international organizations, to ensure that the vaccine reaches all. This includes the poor, marginalized, and those in war-stricken areas. To this effect, my government is today pledging €400,000 towards identified needs and partnerships.
Thank you, Ursula. It's an enormous pleasure to be here. And I thank the European Commission and its partner governments for their leadership in hosting this important pledging conference. This is exactly the kind of leadership the world needs today. In the span of a few short months, COVID-19 has spread to every corner of the world, infecting more than 3.3 million people and claiming more than 230,000 lives. Comprehensive, coordinated public health measures are critical to slow transmission and to save lives. But even countries that have taken such steps remain in jeopardy. and the virus is still likely to strike many countries that are least able to cope. In an interconnected world, none of us is safe until all of us are safe. I was very happy to join the World Health Organization and an initial group of health actors to launch the ACT Accelerator, a landmark global cooperation to speed up development, production, and equitable access to the new COVID-19 diagnostics, therapeutics, and vaccines. These new tools can help us to fully control the pandemic and must be treated as global public goods available and affordable for all. This is the only path to a world free of COVID-19. But this will require the most massive public health efforts in history. Today, we are taking the next step, mobilizing resources for this vital endeavor. And I welcome the generous contributions being announced today towards the initial goal of 7.5 billion euros. These funds are a kind of a down payment for development of new tools at the speed needed. But to reach everyone, everywhere, we will likely need 5 times that amount. And I call on all partners to join in this effort as we look together again on late May to sustain our momentum. We have a common vision. Let us now put people first everywhere. And I thank you once again for your leadership.
Thank you, Antonio.
Obrigada.
And now we move to Roma. And due to technical problems, it was not possible to have Italy in the group of co-leads, but it's a very important member of our co-leads. So in Italy, I welcome my good friend, Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. Giuseppe, thank you for joining this global effort. You will carry the torch of the next G20 presidency. So please, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Ursula. Dear colleagues, dear global citizens, dear friends, faced with an unprecedented global threat, the international community has only one effective option to defeat the virus: cooperation. From the very outset, Italy is a committed member of the International Alliance Against the Coronavirus. Last week, we launched the COVID-19 Accelerator and supported a call to action to scale up efforts to ensure equitable and universal access to vaccination, treatment, and diagnostics. Italy wants to have a special role in this endeavor, not only as a country which, unfortunately, has gathered a lot of experience in the fight against the virus and is now ready to share it. Italy is also the incoming G20 presidency in 2021. During our mandate, we are willing to promote effective multilateralism as the best political accelerator to win this battle by strengthening health systems, by providing concrete support to our citizens, and by fostering a sustainable, equitable, and long-lasting recovery. Today, I'm honored to announce the following pledges on behalf of the Italian people. We will contribute 140 million euros to all the three organizations. We will contribute 10 million euros to CEPI to accelerate research to find a vaccine. We also contribute 10 million euros to the World Health Organization to continue supporting the most vulnerable countries in the preparedness and the response to COVID-19. We will allocate €500 million to COVID-19 response mechanism of the Global Fund. And finally, since distributing vaccines safely and effectively must be our common priority, we commit to contribute €120 million over the next, say, 5 years to Gavi for the global immunization from COVID-19 and other diseases. Dear colleagues, dear friends, as a responsible international stakeholder, Italy is ready to stand by you all during this difficult journey. Together we will make it. Thank you.
I'm very proud and I'm relieved that the start of this important project was so successful. The world showed extraordinary unity for the common good. And Europe has made a significant contribution. We got 7.4 billion euros today, And the exchange rate is friendly to us. It is more than $8 billion. Of these $8 billion, Team Europe, that is the European Union and its member states, contributed more than $4 billion. And I think this is a strong signal of solidarity and of unity. But we all know we still have a steep climb ahead of us to defeat this virus worldwide. And thanks once again to all who have contributed to this success. I still remember the day in mid-March when I got a phone call from my friend Victor Zhao from the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board. He convinced me of the need for Europe to take a leading role in this initiative. Well, and then exciting weeks followed, hard work, lots of phone calls with world leaders. And I also owe a big, big thank you to many colleagues from the European Commission and their services who worked so hard to make today's success possible. Now, let's move on from today. It was a good starting point. The global response to coronavirus must also include civil society and the global community of citizens. And this will be the next milestone in this marathon. We're already working on this with NGOs and other partners, and we will announce news soon. So in sum, this will be a long global fight, and the European Union is taking responsibility.
Jena fitmim edizzjoni oħra tal-programm il-Balomba, jena ġażmin saliba ġiet insalmilkom nawguralkom il-kumplament tal-jum it-tajjeb.
Għadkom kemm smajtu. Il-Balomba. Produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' ġażmin saliba. Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġjub lilkom bi xewqa tajba ta' rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.